In this week's One-on-One, my guest is Deputy Foreign Minister Jaroslav Bašta. Born in May 1948, Jaroslav Bašta has many credits to his name. Historian, political prisoner, archaeologist, construction worker, Charter 77 signatory, politician, and diplomat, to name just a few. Before the recent elections, I met with Jaroslav Bašta in his office at Chenin Palác, home to the Czech Foreign Ministry. We began by talking about his time in Moscow between the years 2000 and 2005, when Jaroslav Bašta was Czech ambassador to the Russian Federation, and he started by telling me how he views the current state of Czech-Russian relations.
When I came to Moscow in the beginning, our political relations were a little frozen, but now I think that they are the best from the beginning of relation between Czech Republic and Russia Federation. I am glad that I had the possibility to be involved in this process, and I hope that this situation, when we have quite a normal relationship with Russia Federation, will be also in the future for us, and also for our relationship with Russia Federation was very important, our joining European Union. Not only economic results, but also political relations from this date are better.
Does the Russian Foreign Ministry take the Czech Republic seriously? Are we important to them?
We are not only middle-sized country in the Central Europe. We are also a member of European Union, and I think quite important member, and also a member of NATO. And it's, I think, also a part of our quality. One Russian politologist said to me that Czech Republic has one thing which he called soft power. And this soft power is known. It's strange, but in relationships between states, it functions.
In terms of historical reconciliation in the year 1968, this is obviously an issue for Czechs with regards to Russians. You were a student during the days of 68. Tell me about that time in your life.
I was one of the students who protested against Soviet and other occupation of Czechoslovakia. After more than 1 year, I was arrested. I received 2.5 years in prison, and I spent it all this time. After it, I was to the 89 dissident. But I think that I can show on my own example that the past could not be determining this relationship to other countries and other nations.
As a historian, did you write for the underground culture? Did you produce for the drawer, as they used to say?
Yes, but I wrote articles for Listy and Svědectví also. I am afraid that not all was under my name.
And this business of becoming an archaeologist, were you professionally trained as an archaeologist, or how did that come about? How did you make the switch from historian to archaeologist?
I studied historical archaeology, and I was, during the education, I was boss. I was as a historian, and I was also archaeologist. But after 68, after my arrest, I worked as a construction worker. I built bridges, maybe 18 years, and I had archaeology only as a hobby. I described it so that I was weekend archaeologist. We made, together with my wife, some exploration and excavation. And I wrote a couple of articles. And I be a part of West Bohemian archaeology. I found about 100 new archaeological sites. Some of them are very important.
Fast forward a little bit to 1989. You became involved in politics as soon as the Velvet Revolution began to take pace here. What was your role in those early years?
So it was a little strange for me in the beginning. I did not want to be involved in politics. I tried to take part in archaeology. I was very shortly director of museum. But after some time, I changed my mind and began work on our Ministry of Interior in institution which was a part of this ministry but now is independent, BIS. It was this time it was Czechoslovak Intelligence Service. I began to work as director of department. It was a department for the fight against terrorism. After I was deputy director of counterintelligence and in another few months deputy director of whole service, and in another few months I was kicked out and I was after it chairman of so-called independent commission. It was a federal lustration commission. I worked as this chairman to the end of 92, to the end of Czechoslovakia.
What were your impressions of how this process actually took place, and has your opinion of lustration and the need for it changed over time? Where do you stand on the situation now?
I changed my mind during this process. It's quite clear if you look back. I was not against lustration law after my experiences. I spent 20 years in opposition as a dissident. I was in jail. I knew very well what was state security. But very shortly, I noticed that this lustration law, or this part of lustration law, which belonged to the independent commission, was not fair. And I think that I did in these times one of my decisions, and I am proud on this decision. I also told after by constitution law that this part of the law is not fair. Yes. And this ended this part of the law and also this independent commission and also my post.
I'll end by asking you how you see your career developing. What are your own hopes for your career in Czech politics or for the rest of your working life?
I must say that I don't know now. It's time, at least time before the election. I have several possibilities after the election, and some of them depend on result. I am a type of political diplomat, and it means that I am also a little depending on result of elections. And for me, are now only two possibilities. One is to be a career diplomat or to continue in my political career.
You have an incredible amount of good experience to perhaps do some good work for the Czech Republic in relations with Ukraine, which is becoming a very important state in this sphere. Is it something that you would be interested in pursuing?
Also.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.